Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Yes, if we could get rid of this wind, it'd be absolutely perfect. But oh, it's been howling here in the lower Hunter for days and days, and it's at it again today. And they do get a lot of wind at Scone. So what Heath is telling you is definitely will be spot on.
It's a very open track, obviously all tracked, but it's a very open one. All right, well, let's help our listeners, mate. The first not until 1:40 on this good four. Number one, St. Anton is at $4.60. Two, Voyage is currently at tab $11. Number four, Pride of Adelaide at $4.40. Five, Is That at $11. Six, Shamer Star at $3.80. Seven, Shivani at $9. And then right down the bottom, number 12, Never Listen. It's at, in the last half an hour, it's gone $7 into $6. Gary, what about your thoughts in race one?
I like Pride of Adelaide, number four. Three-year-old by Adelaide, trained by Brett Kavanagh, having its first start. I thought the trial was really good at Scone. It's only trial on August 14. When it was missed a kick, it was back. And it got behind the leaders after that. Got cut out in the straight. And then Billy Cray had to come to the outside. There was only six in it. But I thought it picked up and hit the line really good. 1,400 on the Boo Beam by Adelaide should be ideal. And I think it'd be very hard to beat here on the big track. Number one, St. Anton, is trained by Paul Massara. Paul produced it on debut at Tamworth on August 30. Nobody wanted to back it. It got out to $21, was running second early, hit the front at the 400, and was headed down the straight. Ended up getting beat 2.5. It got a bit tired late. Want to improve a bit on that to win this, but it may do that. And Aaron Bullock is in great form. He takes the ride. Seamus Starr's got a chance for Todd Howlett. I saw this horse trial. That was way back at Musselbrook on the 26th of June. He bolted in there in a trial. He's had three runs. He's been just on the place get his heels without running a place. But his last run, he raced very ungenerous around the 900 at Taree. I think he beat 1.8, ran on okay. He's a definite place chance. The number five Is That. Five Is That for Nathan Doyle. It's had a couple of placings at Bathurst and Dubbo this time in. I don't know whether he's done it yet or he may have just done it, but Nathan Doyle has got stables at Newcastle and he is moving there if he hasn't gone already. I think he's got about 20 boxes there. He was with Peter Snowden and Mark Newnham Foreman for them. But he is a Musselbrook boy. That's where he came from, but he's doing very well. 4-1, 6-5.
4-1, 6-5. A few trainers are lining up at Newcastle, aren't they, there?
Yeah, well, Andrew, I think the house is full now. Mark Benny got about 15, 18 stables. He come from Adelaide a couple of weeks back. And Nathan's moving down from Scone. But Adelaide get the new stables built, which will take, you know, a few years, but there'll be 400 new stables there in the future. I think the house is full well and truly now.
Understand.
There
4-1-6.
Going to Scone, I can tell you. There's plenty going up there too. There's a bit of news around a couple of provincial trainers heading that way.
All right, well, that's interesting. It's a big, spacious track and good facilities there, no surprise. All right, so 4-1, 6-5 in race one. Race two, a maiden here over the 1,000 metres. The tab markets, the main ones here. One, April's Dream, it's at $19 now. Number seven, Swizzler, $7. Eight, Danebrook at 15, along with number 10. Then we go to 12, Four Love here for Matt Smith and Christian Reith. It's $2.40 right now. Number 13, Honey Elise's at 15, 14, Mancana at 7, and the best of the rest right down the bottom, number 17, Poetic Harmony at $10. It's been 12 into 10. So we had a couple of scratchings this morning, Gary, but they're the current prices as we start to look at race two.
I think it's a better the day for Love. Christian Reith coming to ride for Matthew Smith here. If you go way back to January, it run third in a race at Flemington. Beat 3.5 lengths by Jettistar. Brett Kribble rode it that day. But it's had, I think, three runs from that, or two anyway. Hawkesbury, I was there on August 1 when it got beat a length and a half. Tried to lead all the way. She's got a lot of speed, unencumbered filly she is. And she comes to Newcastle in a real hot maiden. won by Mark Mitaveni's horse, Calipari. It is a flyer. It won by 4.5 lengths. She ended up running fifth, but she got back worse at midfield, but they ran her off a leg there. This is a huge drop in class here. 1,000 metres ideal, and she's drawn well, and she's got Christian to ride. Number 14, Macania, or Macania, she hit trial well for Todd Howlett. That was up at Scone that it did trial. Won the trial easily. It led all the way. Got to the outside fence in the straight. No pressure on it. Won easily. Lincoln's first time, first race start. Billy by Rubik. She looked to go well. 7, Swizzler for Luke Thomas. First up today. Got a chance. And number, or a place chance. And 10, Delavine. Showed a lot of speed in the recent trial for Chris Lees. 12, 14, 7 and 10.
By the way, of course, all those $5 tickets are now ceasing. They got sold up until midnight last night. And tomorrow morning at this time, Gary, we're going to be broadcasting the all-important barrier or public draw for the Kosciuszko. This will then have 14 lucky people going out and trying to find their right horse for the race on October 19. So 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll be going to the headquarters of Racing New South Wales for the all-important Kosciuszko public draw. Good luck to all that have bought tickets.
I hope Jenny Graham's got a phone on the hook and the unbroken noble boy and Kavanaugh with that one. There'll be a big rush.
Yeah, there will be that initial rush for sure, because that pre-nom market at TAB, it'll guide a lot of them, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. And any of them that don't know racing and want a hand, Racing New South Wales are prepared to give them a hand in negotiating.
Yeah, for sure. All right, race 3, the maiden at Scone. Number 2, Greenskeeper, is at $6 right now. Number 5, Our Epi, $7.50, just drifting out a little bit. 6, Surf Sonic at $11. Number 8, Deepwood Vale for Paul Massara playing on the home track at $3.10. 9, Fast Cat's been a mover this morning, Gary. 11, $8.50, $7.50, and now $7 for Brad Kavanagh. Number 9, Fast Cat. 10, Ginger's Voice currently at $11. 11, a pair of heels at 6, and right down towards the bottom, 16, I'm a Poet at 14, and the 17 is a $16 chance. But certainly the early mover is the Kavanagh horse here, Fast Cat. Gary?
I like Johnny Ramsey's horse, Pair of Heels. He's had 3 runs this time in. Run third at Scone to Hasty Heart the other day, beaten a length and a half. It was 4 wide, no cover to the turn in the 1,100-metre race back midfield because it drew a horror barrier, barrier 11. And Robert Thompson rode it. Gee, it ran on good to get up to run third. Now, it did run fifth here first up to that fast filly of Chris Lees's predictable miss. Run second at Gosford last time in when it was trained in Sydney back in June. I think it's good value. It'll run a big race from a good barrier. Number 8, second pick, Deepwood Vale. The other day, Andrew, I saw the trial of this horse. I thought, gee, this will win. So I jumped in, and I think I got about $4.50. Started at $1.75 and had every possible chance and didn't win. Run fourth, got beat 1.9. It'll want to improve on that. I know there's been money for it. The trial was really good at Scone, but it will want to improve on that last run to beat these. And it's got a terrible barrier. Way out wide. We'll leave that to Christian Reith to fix that up. Greenskeeper goes all right. 3 seconds in a row last start for Nathan Doyle. Had a recent trial at Scone. Very quiet trial. Never ever off the bit. And number 5, Al Epi. I left Fast Cat out. Started 20-1 the other day at Taree and couldn't run a place. So obviously it's going to improve today. 11-8, 2-5.
Race 4 over the mile at Scone today. Number 2, Mixed Regret, drifting out to $12 as we speak. Number 3, Moon Panther, is at $4. Number 4, Sabona, just drifting out a little bit. Certainly nothing noticeable, though. 225 out to 230, number 4. Then we go to number 6, Bullet Storm. It's gone 420 to $3.90 this morning. Emanuela, number 8, at $5. And the best of the rest would be Dicko's mate, number 11, a $21 chance. What do you like here, Gary?
Moon Panther. Overcame difficulties in a messy run race the other day at Musselbrook to win. It is a So You Think gelding with Les Silly at Wyong. He's in a very good stable. Robert Thompson got in him. I think that might have been his first ride on him the other day at the Brook. And they stopped and started. He got pushed back and he really hit the line. But the run before that was the one. He runs second to a smart horse, Johnny Sprague, has got called Stylish Pat, who came from Ballarat. And it's won two out of three, two at Newcastle recently. And this horse, I think, a beater knows that day. The run was an absolute ripper. Got run down late. Third at Scone prior to that. Goes really good. Run a pace for one every start this campaign. Second pick, Sabona, one of the Orvis Bloodstock horses with Kim Waugh. It won well at Wine the other day. Nash rode it after a good fourth at Newcastle. And I think they got a shot, Kim and Mark, when he led on it. But he did, and it never ever looked like going down. It absolutely bolted in there. It'll be hard to beat on the big track, no doubt. Number six, Bullet Storm, won well. Last start, second run in a race for Brad Widder. And number eight, best of the others, Emanuela. She'll get back and run on for Arrowfield Sun. 3, 4, 6, and 8.
3, 4, 6, and 8 in race four. Race five, it's the Who's Your Tab Kosciuszko Contender Spring Cup. It'll be race five over the 1,200. And number one over and above here for Cody Morgan is $3.20 right now at Tab. Number three, another Ain at 11. Number four, Folkestone at $5.50. Number five, My Target Sun is at $6, along with number seven, Sid's Footprints, one of Kavanagh's Kosciuszko hopefuls. Then we go to 10, Mo the Great, a drifter this morning out to $4 after opening at $3.50. They're the main ones in the market, Gary, here for the Spring Cup.
Very, very good race to kick off the quaddy. Second leg of the quaddy. I'm with Mo the Great, Kim Warsaw. Scratched him the other day at Wyong. And Kim told me she scratched him because the track was heavy at first, or nine, and it got back to an eight. But she didn't want to run him on the wet track. Gigi Troll, good beyond 60s groove on the Beaumont track. Only beaten ahead recently. Was up on the speed, led on the turn. Surge rode him. He never pushed him out at all. Just let him amble to the line. Very good form last time in. Just beaten one day at Gosford. Third at Hawkesbury to Targe. He'll take a bit of beating here and race up on the speed. I thought he was very, very well weighted. Sid's Footprint goes good. It's had two runs back. Should be getting fitter now. Ran last at Warwick Farm the other day. I don't know what happened to there. Race 13 for a start. Didn't run on, but when he's right, he'd be a big opener race like this. And he wasn't beaten far behind Sylvia's mother, in the Wilkes at Randwick back on Australia Day. So if he finds that form, he'll run a race. Over and Above's got a ton of speed, got plenty of weight. Raced in Victoria and South Australia. Australian Bloodstock own it. Now it's with Cody Morgan. It led the other day at the 800 at Dubbo. Got run down by West Link, who went really good. But it'll be fitter for the first up run and got a chance. And Mike Taggerson pulled up lame last start in town. I don't really know how he's going. We'll find out today. I'm a bit up in the air there. But if he found his best, he'd win the race. 10-7, 1-5.
10-7, 1-5. And I'm just going back in my notebook here, Gary. Sid's Footprints gets the gear change today. Blinkers and tongue tie on. And Digger McClellan there. So I think Brett was, as you've explained there, the horse just got a bit keen the other day.
Yeah, mate. I'd forget that the other day. If there's money for it, it'll be hard to beat. Digger's just had 3 months off. He broke his ankle. He's only come back in the last week or so.
Yep, so 10-7, 1-5, Gary's thoughts there in the Spring Cup. Race 6, scratched from Saturday's Tab Highway, and Simon Dinopoulos wants to back it today. Well, come on, everybody, let's jump in the party at $1.30. Number 1, Luna Mia, number 1. 2, Normality at $10. Number 5, Philadora is currently at $5.50. Number 8, Phil Volante is at $12. Number 11, Kainuna at $15. And then you've got 12 at $51 and 13 at $26. They've got a better draw here at $1.30, Luna Mia.
Yeah, it looks an absolute certainty. Well, originally she had third on. I think she comes into weight. Interesting mare. Paul wants her in the Kosciuszko if he can get her there, because she'd have to win well today. four starts, two wins and a second. After a brilliant trial behind Mr. Hustle and my Haggerson at Scone, she came to Musselbrook the other day. She was into $1.80. Aaron Bullock rode her, and she absolutely bolted in by more than four lengths. Ran just outside 56 for the 1,000, 56.42, which was outstanding. Brosman time run second, and he'd only just got beat in a race at Newcastle the other day. It might have been the Cessnock meeting, I'm not sure. Now, this mare by Reduce is in the ownership. It says Sumaya Stables, manager John Massara. And John did tell me the other day at Musselbrook, he was there when it won, that he's managing this mare for Sumaya Stables. I think they're Japanese. And, mate, they've got a huge opinion of her. She is very, very quick. Tell you what, if she had a drawn a barrier and they run in that highway Saturday, I reckon she would have nearly won it. So I'm with her. Normality is her stable mate, owned by John Massar and the radio legend, Alan Jones, and goes okay. Five starts, two wins in 2 seconds. Was 20 wide all the way in a recent trial. That's the way I think they wanted it, the trial, behind Star Boy, and got beat about five lengths. That trial would definitely get it into a place here. Pea Vellante's been very disappointing since looking really good last prep when it won first up in a race at Newcastle. Maybe it'll come good. And Philadora, second up after failing, I think it was in a highway in town recently for Rod Northam. 1, 2, 8, 5.
That's the numbers in the second last. What about the last here? The Inglis Online right now, a sale online happening through until September 11. Number one, Burning Crown. You could have got 2.10 early this morning. It's now $1.55 with the scratchings through. Number two, Ottima at $8. Number four, Sausalito at $6.50. Five, Little L currently at $7. Six, Blinkin' Legend at $9.50. And then we've got those scratchings of $8, $9, $10, $11, and $12. Gary, what about the last?
Another Kosciuszko horse. Sue's desperate to get him in, Burning Crown. He's promised plenty, and he's delivered a couple of times, but he's been a difficult horse in the fact that he's very, very immature. And they've had Robbie Dolan on him. They had Andrew, I think Robbie. Well, they had Christian Reith on him last start. Gibbo's rode him. James McDonald. Sorry, Andrew, I got that all mixed up. I'm looking at a different horse. Robert Thompson rode him. Greg Ryan's rode him. Michael Carl's rode him. Kathy O'Hara's rode him. Andrew Gibbons. I mean, he's had top jockeys who are very, very strong, and he can do a bit wrong. Sue's hoping this preparation, you know, he does everything right. He run third in a highway at Rosehill on the 1st of June last start, beaten a length by England. Now, that'll be very good form. That'd get him into the Kosciuszko if he repeated that run. Run fifth at Rosehill, beaten three quarters of a length before that, run favourite. Run second to a subsequent highway winner, Pat Stepper at Tamworth, back in April. And run third in a good three-year-old race at Toowoomba, beaten less than a length. Now, what they've done here, he's had 62 and a half. So the young apprentice, Yvette Lewis, who's apprentice to Sue, I'd only have a guess and say she's ridden six or seven winners. Hasn't been going a long time. Very nice kid and rides good. Sue's got a big opinion of her. I think she rides the horse work. So she's put her on her today. He's very short. But I tell you what, if he does everything right, look out. He's got a ton of speed. I'm inclined at the value to throw a couple of bucks each way, Little Al. It went up $11. But there's been scratching. In case something happens to the five, its trial was sensational behind Starboy. Ran second, beaten a length and a half in a hot trial. Won two on the trot at Narromine last time in. Bolted in one of them. His trial was an absolute ripper. Bullock rides him for Nathan Doyle. And if Burning Crown wasn't in the race, I would have charged in when the prices went up. Sausalito's got ability. He does the right thing. He could finish a top three or four. Trial was not allowed to do much at the trial. And Otter May won well the other day. 1, 5, 4, and 2, mate.
Righto. So they're the tips for the 7 race card. You were keen around race 2?
Yeah, race 2, the horse of Matthew Smith. Is it race 4 two, love no, or my love?
4 love. 4
yeah,
love it is.
Mate, yeah. Yep.
Righto, so 140 the first, and we'll keep an eye on those exhibition gallops,
yeah.
Bobbing, and after all that, separate gallops, but bobbing is going to be very easy. Kobe Jennings is coming up, Gary, to take the ride on one of his favourite horses, but bobbing having a very easy gallop on the way, hopefully for them, to the Kosciuszko, but we'll keep an eye on those.
And the other horse, after all that, Rod's going to run him in either the shorts, like he did the last time, or a benchmark on the same day in town.
Okay, so that's Saturday week. All right, we'll keep an eye on those. Good on you, Gary. Enjoy your day out there.
See you,
good
mate.
On you, mate.